You might say challenger Todd Akin gave incumbent Senator Claire McCaskill the biggest gift of her campaign.
If it's a legitimate rape, the female body has ways to try to shut that whole thing down.
Those words set McCaskill up for a 15-point spread victory.
They all said, it's over. It's done. It's too red. It's just too red. There is no way that Claire McCaskill can survive. Well, you know what happened? You proved them wrong.
Missouri Democrats won most statewide offices, but Republicans continued to control the legislature, a measure making voter or legislative approval necessary before any health insurance exchange could be set up, passed heartily, and re-elected Governor Jay Nixon said,
based on current state law and the federal deadline, the state-based option isn't on the table for Missouri at this time.
Governor Sam Brownback also rejected the idea of a Kansas health exchange. The balance of Kansas politics changed dramatically, with conservative Republicans ousting moderates and winning control of both houses of the legislature. Governor Brownback was already on a roll, winning legislative approval for privatizing Medicaid and enacting huge income tax cuts.
Today's legislation will create tens of thousands of new jobs.
Opponents said the tax cuts would necessitate reduction in services. Area Bishop Robert Finn admitted failure to report sexual offenses committed by former priest Sean Rattigan.
I truly regret and am sorry for the hurt that these events have caused.
Finn becomes the highest-ranking Catholic official ever convicted on criminal charges related to sexual abuse by clergy. Kansas City, Missouri voters gave Mayor Sly James a half-cent sales tax increase for a plan to start fixing aging sewers, step up street repairs, and increase Parks Department funding. And in December, James won another voter victory.
We are going to have a streetcar in Kansas City by June of 2015.
Only residents of the downtown streetcar district could vote in that election. Only 549 did. Every Missouri and Kansas county was declared a disaster area in a drought that Cattlemen's Association President Lonnie Duckworth called a record breaker.
It's rivaling 1980. 80 was a very bad year. I'm not sure in some cases this might be worse than 80.
Kansas City's year-to-date precipitation is still almost 17 inches below normal. In sports, Kansas City hosted baseball's All-Star Game. MU and KU ended a 104-year rivalry as the Tigers headed for the SEC. And at the year's start, Chiefs general manager Scott Pioli gave interim head coach Romeo Crennel the job full-time.
Well, I think the three games had a lot to do with where we arrived at this decision. Again, I'm not going to sit here and compare what was happening, what wasn't happening. To me, what was more important, what was happening in the now, in the moment.
But that effect didn't last. By Christmas, the Chiefs were tied for last place and a game away from their worst win-loss record ever. In business, Kansas City's 156-year-old Board of Trade was bought by the owner of the Chicago Board of Trade. Google connected its first ultra-high-speed customers, and Japanese wireless carrier SoftBank agreed to buy 70% of Sprint Nextel for $20 billion.
There could not be a better time for us to have this infusion of capital into the company during this investment phase.
The investment phase, Sprint CEO Dan Hesse mentioned, includes plans to finish buying out network company Clearwire for $2.2 billion. In raised eyebrow news, Kansas Congressman Kevin Yoder apologized for a midnight skinny dip in the Sea of Galilee, and a group petitioned up a grand jury to decide if a bare-breasted statue at the Overland Park Arboretum was obscene. The grand jury decided it wasn't. And there were changes at KCUR. Longtime general manager Patty Cahill retired, replaced by Nico Leone. And after a 72-year radio career, talk show pioneer Walt Bodine also retired.
My role in the media, I don't believe in wanting to go around picking fights. I just like to go around and seeing what's really going on and say what I can about it.
And that's our look back on 2012. Now, what do you say to that? Steve Bell, KCUR News.